tonight in the Bay Area. Hundreds marched in Oakland, Berkeley, and San Francisco, blocking streets and bridges. There are reports of vandalism, even arrests. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is live in Oakland, where nightfall has historically brought out the trouble. Tiana?
Well, it's quiet at Franco Gallup Plaza right now, but of course that can change. We've seen that in the past. Earlier today, Black Lives Matter protesters marching through Oakland, about 200 of them at City Hall. They spread out through downtown. They tried to get up onto the Interstate 80, or they actually did get up onto the Interstate 80, 880 off-ramp or on-ramp near Jackson, and they went out into the lanes, tried to disrupt traffic, but thanks to a quick response by police, they were able to get those protesters back off of the freeway.
Police have made sure that there wasn't too many arrests. I saw one arrest. There might be a few more up there. But we've been all through the city today. We went to Laney College and City Hall.
Demonstrators also marched back through the streets of Oakland, stopping at police headquarters. They vandalized the building that has now been covered up. Students from nearby schools staged walkouts. They joined those demonstrations. But again, the police response has been very swift. There is still a police presence here at Franco Gallup Plaza, but they are hoping things will remain quiet into the night. Similar protests going on in cities like Berkeley and San Francisco and for around the country today, April 14th. This is their day to shut things down. Live here in Oakland, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
And now to the drought. A stage 4 drought emergency is in effect tonight after East Bay Mud okayed dramatic cutbacks today and more expensive water.
Mandatory water reductions of 20% across the board and drawing water from Freeport, water that will be more expensive to use.
People are going to open their September bills and their eyes are going to pop out,
says board member Margaret Young.
It's almost too late.
There was a short debate about when to implement the rate hikes, and Young insisted sooner rather than later.
I'd rather have them get sensitized to the fact they're going to be paying more.
Water wasters can have their water turned off and capped with fines of up to $1,000.
Those so-called free-range parents in Maryland are filing a lawsuit. The two children of Danielle and Alexander Mitiv were held for 5 hours by Child Protective Services on Sunday after local police determined they shouldn't be playing alone in a nearby park. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
The Mitivs told WJLA-TV that they fear local government agencies more than anything.
I'm still not worried about strangers. It's this CPS and the police that I'm worried about now.
Now the law firm of Wiley and Rhine is preparing to sue government agencies on the Mitivs' behalf. In a written statement, attorney Matthew Dowd said the 10 and 6-year-olds were detained in a patrol car, kept from their parents for 6 hours without any food, and were not returned until almost midnight on a school night. He called it a misapplication of the law.
The Obama administration says the president is removing Cuba from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Correspondent Elise Labatt says it's a key step in normalizing relations between the U.S. and Cuba.
There was a real expectation that President Obama would make this announcement of his intent to drop Cuba from the list before this historic meeting with Raul Castro, but that announcement did not happen. President Obama said he didn't have time to read the recommendation before that meeting.
Now, the White House tweets that Mr. Obama has submitted to Congress the required reports and certifications needed to show his intent. So you want to try a smartwatch, but you don't want to pay top dollar for the new Apple Watch. Well, Motorola is cutting the price of its Moto 350 big time in advance of a next-generation release.
Motorola's next-generation smartwatch has been spotted in the wild and should be out shortly. The Moto 360 has dropped to $165 at Google's store. It's a great-looking and working Android smartwatch at $85 off the regular price.
That is KGO 810's Clark Reed. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. Eastbound 37 after 121. A heads up for you. Watch out for a roadway sign that's been knocked over a little bit and it's sticking out into the road. In Tracy, on the 205 eastbound ramp to northbound 5, you got a solo vehicle accident there, a severe one. No lane details on it, but traffic is barely moving back to North MacArthur Drive. Otherwise, we're looking fantastic in the Bay Area. The Nimitz is completely clear of any delays whatsoever, all the way from San Jose to Oakland. And in the city, we're looking great, too. No delays in either direction of 101 and the Skyway, all clear. The Bay Bridge, no slowdowns whatsoever. New nonstops to Texas make flying to the Lone Star State easier than ever before from OAK. Fly to Texas from OAK and park free for up to 3 days in the daily lot. It's valid through April 15th. For enrollment details, visit oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's are up 4-0 over the Houston Astros in the bottom of the ninth, and the Giants trailing the Colorado Rockies 2-0 top of the third. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Low 70s at the beaches, mid-80s inland, blue skies, it's all there. But for your allergy sufferers, you're going to have to wait. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
It has been a breezy afternoon, and that's what's blowing some of that pollen around. Tree pollen running high, cedar, oak, olive, and juniper in particular, and grasses are coming up. They're on the moderate side. So if you suffer from allergies, this is probably not a good day for you. The wind will die down as we head towards Wednesday.
By Friday, highs in the upper 80s with some heat records possible. Your weekend, sunny, just a few degrees cooler. Right now, around the Bay Area, mostly clear skies. We've got 58 in Livermore, 59 in Santa Rosa, 58 in Napa, 55 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Rated Drex this evening, that's faux show, along with the Heather program on KGO 810, broadcasting live, local in the Bay, and around the world at KGOradio.com. And Dennis Hoff is still hanging out in here. We're having so much fun.
Can I give you a compliment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I texted one of my buddies, Man Cow, in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
I remember I asked Willie Brown, I told Willie Brown at lunch one day, I said, hey, Man Cow wants to come back to Chicago. He says, he's great, back to San Francisco. He says, great, keep him off my bridge. He got fined like $600,000 here. Okay,
And that's why he went back to Chicago.
So I told him I was on the Drex show, and he says, I dig him. And with a bunch of exclamation points.
And I love Mancow, too. Yeah, you know, everybody has this great, you know, they have this BS factor in their mind that all radio people hate each other, even if they're working against each other. That's not true.
It's
just a club. It's a brotherhood or a sisterhood
and
or whatever
argue.
It is.
It's like me arguing with Nancy Grace.
Sure.
You know, it's show business.
That's it. We all have to make a living. We want a paycheck. And we all do the best we can. And we love our jobs. It's our art. You know, I have to ask you, this is so funny. And we have Chrissy Summers, who worked at the ranch. How many years did you work there?
Just 8 months.
Oh, just 8 months. Yes. Okay, and then that was it, and that's enough to pay for your college education.
I actually paid it off in 3 months, but I stayed.
Oh my
the
God.
Money was so good. Can you blame me? So,
then she achieved her goal, went and worked on her master's, and now she's in San Francisco 13 months from a PhD. That's what I love to see is girls hit their goals.
Okay, so while we're in the late night, late show wrap-up part of the show, this is from Cosmopolitan, and I was just going to run this by Heather later on, but, you know, let's talk about it. 8 things everyone worries about during sex, and then you tell me what you think,
okay?
All right, so number 8 is the constant threat of accidentally passing gas.
No, not me. I don't know.
But what about the customers that you've had? I mean, is that a big deal if they do?
I mean, no, I guess not. That wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to throw you out because everybody does it. I wouldn't be turned. I would be a little turned off.
I think it's a concern for a lot of people.
It is.
Yeah. I wouldn't throw them out, but it's not like, oh my gosh, that made me so hot that you just, that.
That's going to cost you, pal. Well,
I mean, no. Come on, buddy, that's
extra. Your muscles are tightening up. You're doing different things than you're used to.
I've never passed gas during sex, personally.
But I think it's a concern.
I've never had any customers that did, but it might be. I mean, we're not going to throw anybody out.
Yeah. Okay, well, so another thing that people worry about during sex is if they notice that you just zoned out for a minute.
Zoned out?
Like, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes the other half zoned out. They're doing it for the other person.
I think so, possibly. I think that could be a concern for some people, maybe if they're drunk.
Well, I can tell you myself, once the party's over, I zone out. I close my eyes, I'm gone.
That's so funny. We had that discussion last night, and I told her, I said, you have to understand something about the guy. When it's done, it's over.
Well, yeah.
It's the most incredible thing. Even if the guy says before it ends, I want this to continue afterwards.
Here's the difference between guys and girls. When a guy's done, put a crime scene tape around him. He's done.
He is. He's finished.
And a woman, in a half hour Dennis later, is cleaning the house.
Dennis wants to sleep for like an hour, and I'm laying there, and his arm's on me, and I just like lift his arm gently because I don't want to lay there anymore.
Women get all kinds of energy.
Oh, I know. But here's the other thing. Even just the thought is all of a sudden it's like a computer. Somebody hits delete.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like God hits delete.
Right.
And it's just over. sometimes.
What's next?
Okay, so
well,
next
when
we've
the,
got,
the woman I, might zone out, you know, if the guy's not done, like, I think I'll paint the ceiling.
Or doing the job properly.
Right, yes. Make everybody happy. Everyone worries about during sex some of the things. Cramping up when things are getting good.
Oh, no.
You know what? Actually, when I was with Dennis, I actually felt like I pulled a muscle.
Yeah, I remember that. And she's like, oh.
I did not do that. He's lying. But like something in my foot like felt funny. Like, I don't know. And something in my calf felt funny.
Well, you're when a woman.
So, and I didn't
want
to tell him because I didn't want him to think I'm some 70-year-old woman that's like cramping up.
A woman's being pleasured and she gets to that point, she's tightening up all her muscles just like we do. And that, sure. That foot thing is very common. I hear girls talk about that.
It hurt really bad, but I don't want to tell him because I'm like, I don't want him to think I'm
a hero. I am a hero.
And also from Cosmo, you know, one of the big things, and you hear this all the time, you know, especially if the other person is not into it that much. Oh, my God, how long is this going to take to finish, to wrap up?
Yeah, I can see that.
I think that's that might be some married folks talking.
Yeah, I've never heard, like, you know, but in that position at the Bunny Ranch, I don't think that ever happens at the Bunny Ranch.
And what are your naughty parts look like from their perspective? Well, everybody's body conscious.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably not Chrissy.
She's gorgeous. She absolutely
I'm not
perfect.
Like, I feel like I don't look cute. I know that sounds...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a perfectionist.
So. The University of Michigan cheerleader. She's 5'2 and 3/4", 102 pounds. She's got nice breasts. Perfect body, and she's always saying, do I look okay? But that's what women do.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Facial expressions.
Yeah. Because some people look like when they're like, can I say the O word? When they're climaxing, I'll say. They look like they're constipated.
All right.
Like, you know what I mean? They're like just sprinting their face. Like Dennis doesn't do that or anything like that.
Teach them what the penthouse photographer. She just did a layout for penthouse.
They're not going to get it.
Teach them what he taught you about facial.
They just said A E I O U the vowel.
And try that though. A E.
Dennis, you're not doing it right.
O, U.
Oh, Dennis, okay.
See, even
smiling.
Dennis looks hot.
He's smiling when he does it. You're not supposed to smile.
You hear what Heather said? I look hot.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to smile when you do it.
But it works. But these are the
sexy sensual, and he's not doing
it. I think these are the expressions that people make when they're making love.
One of the other things that Cosmo mentions about, you know, things people worry about during sex, if they're sweating too much.
No, don't worry about that. People sweat during sex. As long as you put deodorant on. You'd be fine.
Just be clean.
You better sweat a little.
And of course, the number one thing, of course, is whether the other person is enjoying it or not.
Yeah, for sure. That's a big
100% of the time with both partners.
Yeah.
That is a big one. And that's one of the big things at the ranch is that the gentlemen want to please the bunnies.
Oh, great.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because you would think it would be the other way around. It's like, yes. Well, I'm paying hundreds of whatever they're paying and...
Exactly.
The job should be on them, but no.
But there's nothing more macho.
After they engage in stuff with a man, girls talk about it behind, and they don't want, you know, the girls reporting to the other girls.
Can you quickly describe your first parties? Terrified, stood in the lineup, got picked.
Oh, yeah. So I'd only been with one guy one time in my entire life. That's a whole nother story. I was dating a guy for 3 years, a preacher's son who was really religious before the Bunny Ranch. But anyway, I was very religious. But that's besides the point. So I was really nervous when I started and shaking. And this guy picked me out of lineup, and he just wanted to pray for me for $2,500, 20 minutes, clothes
to pray
on
for you.
While I pleasure myself.
Oh,
that's
well,
it.
Amen.
Wow.
And that's it. I'm like, you can come in a few more times. You know,
yes,
and I'll pay my student loans off in no time.
Wow.
Pray for me all you want. The more you pray, the sooner I will get out.
Go back to school.
Love
you
guys. Yeah. All right. They're going to dinner in San Francisco. Have a wonderful night. Dennis Hoff and Chrissy Summer.
Thank you so much.
The Bunny Ranch Brothel. Okay, everybody. We're going to go through things. I think all things Bart. There's so many things going on with Bart. Good, bad, and ugly. And we will discuss coming up on KGOA 10.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, ER.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I have the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up with the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and you can also join us at Generation Drex. Next, we're going to talk all things BART for a second, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we welcome the communications director, and his name is Taylor Huckabee. And good evening, Mr. Huckabee. I appreciate you joining us.
Good evening, and I'm just the communications officer here.
Oh, look at me. I already gave you,
a promotion.
A promotion, yeah.
He also prefers Taylor.
And not necessarily a raise, but a new title.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that what companies do nowadays?
Oh, I didn't want to get too much credit here. My boss will probably be listening in.
That's fine, Taylor. Thank you for joining me. So, an amazing number. I look at the weekday ridership numbers now average about 420,000 Bay Area residents, and that's 100,000 more than just 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's just amazing how the success of the Bay Area is translating into such a much higher ridership just compared to 5 years ago. I mean, we are putting the equivalent of the population of Atlanta through our system every day. It's really something.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing. And it's so funny that you mentioned the South. The South has been coming a lot tonight. But one of the things that I saw, I think it was on SF Gate, they were comparing us to what the South is missing out on. And one of them was mass transit, where they don't have it in a lot of large cities in the South. But we have it here. But
you mean L.A.?
Well,
when you say the South, you mean Southern California?
Guess, well, I haven't lived in L.A., so I guess you're right. That would be a damn mess, wouldn't it?
The Deep South.
The Deep South.
The Dirty South.
I was like, does he mean...
John Lopertini also joining us from the KGO Newsroom, Taylor. So, you're moving around a lot of people. And, I remember being here in the mid-80s when it was, I don't know, when did BART start, just for a reference point?
60s. Well, the original bond measure passed in 1962, and then our first cars went into service in 1972.
Okay, so then it was, a dozen or so years old. And I remember being like, oh, this is like a dream come true. It's like a monorail. It's like a Disney monorail that takes me everywhere.
Until it wasn't enough.
Until it wasn't enough. And now we don't have enough cars. And we talk about, I was just schooled on this today. Many passengers using the practice known as back riding, especially with the evening commute out of the downtown area. And instead of, boarding at a packed downtown station, they actually take a train in the other direction a few stations back, only to get a seat to come forward again. Now
guilty.
That sounds crazy.
Guilty.
Well, it's so busy, at the financial district stops, so Embarcadero and Montgomery, that it actually makes sense to go to maybe Union Square or even Civic Center. Right, Taylor? I mean, I'm just talking extemporaneously.
I ride the Pittsburgh Bay Point line in to Oakland 19th Street every day, and it definitely gets really crowded.
And,
I feel you there.
And if you don't get to some of these parking lots before 8 o'clock in the morning, and really it's even getting earlier, isn't it, Taylor? There are no parking spaces.
Yeah, things are filling up really quickly. And again, that's just a reflection of the explosive population growth of the area. And so we're really working towards alleviating some of that in the future. We have our what we're calling our big three projects. First of all, the new rail cars, our fleet of the future. And then a more modern maintenance yard in Hayward so that we can get more cars out onto the rails, and then a new train control system that will speed our trains up and keep them moving at a faster clip than they're currently able to go.
Well, and this sounds like a great idea, and I'm sure everybody's thrilled about it. But, the rail cars seat about, 60 people on average? And
yes.
That would be comfortably, and that's 47 more people standing, which gives everybody allegedly, 6.5 square feet of space. But now it looks like the trains are carrying 115 riders per car. And during peak times, between 6 and 9 and 4 and 7 in the afternoon, they're often hauling more than 140 people, and that's 80 people standing. with about 4 feet of speed. I don't know. Little.
So I guess what people are asking for is,
when
are new or additional cars going to come online? And I think some people are asking, can't you just make the entire train longer to accommodate all the folks that want to go the same place at the same time?
Well, that's the thing about the system as it is now, is that we're pretty much maxed out. Like, why we can't have more than 10-car trains is that we've already got almost the maximum number of 10-car trains moving through the system as it is. So, and I mean, it's, we have this crush load issue that the Chronicle was talking about,
where
we have
people.
Up to 200 people on the trains. And, I mean, it's like the old adage, it's always darkest before the dawn. We have the first 10 train cars that we've ordered for the Fleet of the Future are actually arriving this year, later on in the early fall. And they're going to start going through testing. So they have to go through a year of testing before we can put them out onto the track to make sure that we have the whole thing debugged, make sure that there's no safety issues. And then the first new train cars will go into service in fall of 2016. And then they'll really start ramping up, and we'll go from our current fleet of 669 trains to a new fleet with over 700, and then our goal is to get it to over 1,000.
Okay, let's talk about, I know there are no quick fixes, but I've got to take a break here for the news, but some of the fixes being considered are constructing more crossovers, and if you don't know what that is, we'll discuss that in a second. And by the way, if you have a comment about BART or some advice that you'd like to give, the number's 808-0810. We'll continue with Taylor from BART in just a second. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now. I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously, the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill...
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at VEINSPEC.com and schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
It's me, Renee. Our friends at Serta Pro Painters made my house look great. Fresh look to the bathroom. The back bedroom is a lovely shade of blue, and we were able to come to a consensus on that shade of blue thanks to the color specialist at Serta Pro. It's me, Renee, your ambassador of fun, to say the locally owned Serta Pro painters are just great. And they don't just do interiors. They do exterior, too. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C. You'll see how professional they are. They'll take pride in transforming your home to your individual needs because painting is personal. Serta Pro is North America's largest and most referred painting company. And they're your neighborhood painter. They're local business owners that are part of our community. Visit them at CertaPro.com or call them at 800-GO-CERTA because painting is personal.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Attention! This is an investor notice.
Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, radical water restrictions in the East Bay. A stage 4 drought emergency is in effect tonight after East Bay Mud okayed dramatic cutbacks and more expensive water.
Mandatory water reductions of 20% across the board and drawing water from Freeport, water that will be more expensive to use.
People are going to be open their September bills and they're going to their eyes are going to pop out,
says board member Margaret Young.
It's almost too late.
There was a short debate about when to implement the rate hikes, and Young insisted sooner rather than later.
I'd rather have them get sensitized to the fact they're going to be paying more.
Water wasters can have their water turned off and capped with fines of up to $1,000.
That's KGO 810's Rob Artigo. Suicide by BART. 14 people killed themselves last year by stepping in front of an oncoming train. That was a big increase over 2013, and this year is on track to be even worse. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley on the steps BART is now taking.
Since the first of the year, six people have thrown themselves in front of moving BART trains. Five died.
It's an extremely high amount compared to other years.
That's BART spokesperson Taylor Huckabee, who unveiled new signage on BART's platform system-wide. The slogan, suicide is not the route. And there's a telephone number to call for help. Nancy Salome with Alameda County Crisis Support Services explains.
I don't really know why there's an increase right now on BART. What we are finding, a population that has an increase in suicides are elders.
BART is also going to open up discussion on physical barriers on their platforms.
So far in 2015, just under a dozen people have been killed on the tracks used by Caltrain. In San Francisco, an angry rally outside City Hall this afternoon over efforts to revitalize public housing. The $1.4 billion project means residents are going to be forced to move temporarily, but trust is shaky between the poor and Mayor Ed Lee.
Residents like Lisa Gray Garcia aren't buying it.
You know, one of the lies is it's only temporary relocation. All you have to do is look at the housing crisis in San Francisco. There is nowhere to temporarily put anyone. What we will be given is a Section 8 voucher that nobody in this city takes.
She went to the Board of Supervisors meeting hoping to convince supervisors not to long-term lease public housing to private developers.
One of the first impacts is there are massive evictions.
There may be a connection between diabetes and autism. New research suggests that if a woman develops diabetes by the 26th week of pregnancy, that may increase the chances of autism because that's the most crucial period for brain development. The research suggests these children are 40% more likely to be diagnosed with autism than those whose mothers don't have diabetes. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
If you have a mortgage, your lender may be charging you for mortgage insurance every month to protect them. Well, home values have been improving, and a higher value means Cash Call Mortgage can probably refinance your mortgage and eliminate those expensive mortgage insurance payments. Why keep paying for something that does nothing for you except cost you money? Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH. In minutes, we can tell you what your home's current value looks like and if we can eliminate your mortgage insurance. And when you refi with Cash Call, we can probably cut your interest rate too, with no closing costs. Because Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. 80% or less loan to value required to eliminate mortgage insurance. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
cash.
Tired of diets you've tried that have failed? Ready for long-term results? Jumpstart is a physician-designed, medically supervised weight loss program that uses real fresh foods, no prepackaged food. Jumpstart MD has an individual approach and is customized to your needs. You'll have tools and guidelines that make it simple and give you control. Supportive, empathetic health coaches that help you get sustainable results. Call Jumpstart MD to improve your lifestyle, your weight, and your health for good. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today or go to jumpstartmd.com.
Dad, how safe is your home? One out of three older California homes needs new smoke alarms. Be a weekend warrior by replacing your outdated alarms with a Kidde worry-free line. Each contains a sealed-in battery proven to last a decade. No more low battery chirps or battery replacement saves you time and money. Up to $40 in battery costs over the life of each alarm. Plus, worry-free alarms comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Don't wait. Buy Kidde worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. And Tracy, still a big problem right now on the 205 eastbound ramp to northbound 5. It's an accident involving an overturned vehicle. They've got it off on the right shoulder now. And traffic is starting to move, but it's still very heavy back to North Tracy Boulevard. In the North Bay, northbound 101, you got construction now causing minor delays from just before Rodeo Avenue in Sausalito up to Donahue Street in Marin City. And something to just make room for in Fairfield, 80 westbound before 680 northbound. You got a broken down vehicle there that was blocking the off-ramp. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's beat the Astros in Houston tonight 4-0. The Giants, though, still out of sync. Tim Hudson giving up 8 hits already in just 4 innings. Colorado Rockies up 3-0. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. We start warming up on Wednesday with records possible in places like downtown Oakland. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
It's a mild to warm day. Everyone will see increases in their temperatures, mid-60s to the low 80s. Temperatures will continue to rise on Thursday. We'll get you up to low 70s to mid 80s with nothing but blue skies. And then for your Friday, we're talking about near 90 degrees inland.
Just a couple of degrees cooler this weekend, still pretty warm. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear. We've got 51 in Half Moon Bay, 54 in Walnut Creek, 54 in San Jose, 55 in Oakland and San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
836 on the Drex Radio Show, live and local and around the world on KGO 810. Oh, by the way, taxes are due tomorrow. I'm sure you should know that by now or you're in big trouble. 26 more days until Mother's Day. Don't forget Mom. And 38 more days until Memorial Day. Our guest is Taylor Huckabee, and he is a communications officer with BART. And so we're discussing all things BART. And as hard as they try, people just keep loading in by the tens, if not hundreds of thousands. Let me ask you this, Taylor. Are you guys surprised at the influx and the increased ridership? I mean, does it come as a shock? Because you got to think 20, 30 years ago, they had a vision of how big this would get.
Yeah, I mean, there's always demographic projections, and they're either on or they're off. So, I mean, I don't really know what the level of surprise is. I think that it definitely was unexpectedly it came unexpectedly quick. I mean, no one could have really predicted the tech boom.
Yeah.
20, 30 years ago. So as far as long-term planning goes, which is the kind of thing that you have to do whenever you're talking about infrastructure projects of this magnitude, I mean, you're talking about years and years and years, if not decades worth of planning. You just can't see those kinds of things appear.
And, you know, it's worth noting that voters had a chance in San Mateo County, Santa Clara County, Marin County, when this was put on the ballot in maybe the 1950s or 60s. They rejected it. The idea was that you were going to run BART all around the Bay Area. That didn't happen because the voters of San Francisco, Alameda, and Contra Costa County were the only ones to okay it. Obviously, if you knew then what you know now,
it would be different. Now? Yes, who's crying
well,
now?
It's the riders and folks living south.
Let's take a call here. We have Jason from San Ramon on the line. Yes, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Good evening.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
So a couple observations for your guests, given that
basically BART is a monopoly and we have no other choice but to take it into San Francisco, which I do daily and for the last 15 or so years. I think BART is taking or turning a blind eye to some of its major problems. As rates increase, both for riders and people who park, the service is declining. And if it was any other business, it would be out of business. Basic things like having at least somebody in the garages watching people go 40 miles an hour and almost hit people daily, to having homeless use the cars as sleeping trains and doing nothing about it. I mean, these are some of the basic problems that they're just not addressing, and they have no reason to address, because we pile into these cars daily and we line the pockets of some very probably well-paid administrators. So I would call on BART to open its books, start telling people what is being spent and how, and stop raising prices when service is declining.
All right, I'll let Taylor answer. Thank you very much for the call, and thank you for listening.
Well, there's a whole lot of issues that are there. And, I mean, it's just like any other mechanical thing that you own. There comes a time when it needs to be replaced, and we're just basically at that point. We're at the end of the operational life of a lot of the components of our system. And so as things get older and as things run down, we're going to need to be taking more things out of service for repairs. I mean, we're running repair crews, during the entire break between end of revenue service at midnight, so between around 1 o'clock when the trains get to their yards, between 1 o'clock and start of service at 4, we've got crews out around the entire system frantically trying to put all of their to get all their maintenance work done. And even, you know, you're seeing now whenever we have the big maintenance projects where we can't do it during those hours, whenever we have to shut down both sides of the tracks and run a bus bridge like we were doing on the A line. We're just the maintenance has gotten to a point where we're doing that magnitude of repairs. And we have a $4.8 billion unfunded need to do a lot of these repairs. And so that's just where we are with that. And as far as like the homelessness issue goes, you know, it's not illegal to be homeless. Mm-hmm. And so there's a legal difficulty whenever we deal with that. But I will say that we're one of the few transit organizations in the country that has a full-time staff member. His name is Armando Sandoval, who does a fantastic job at being first contact with homeless. And we actively work to move people into permanent shelter. And we've had some amazing success stories.
Well, that's a responsibility of the rest of San Francisco. You know, the fact that earlier, late last week or Monday, whatever, I don't know, all the days are moving together. But nonetheless, there was a report that the poverty level here in San Francisco is almost equivalent to that of a lot of third world countries. And that's a damn shame. And it makes me scratch my head when we have some of the wealthiest companies in the world right here in our area. Why are they not helping? Yes, there are the philanthropists of Bill Gates and some other fellows, and that's fantastic. But, you know, these big corporations need to help out with the homelessness, because it's rampant and it's out of control. And you just can't blame it all on BART.
Well, I mean, whenever he's talking about service declining, a lot of that has to do with just your perception of service being bad whenever you're on a really crowded train. It goes back to being on a crowded train. Whenever we had our customer satisfaction survey that goes out, that was what people mentioned as things that we needed to improve were, the temperature. It's warmer whenever there's a whole train full of people.
Yes.
It's all of those issues that have to do with being stretched to our very limit. And that's why I said it's always darkest before the dawn. You know, we've got that fleet of 775 trains on the horizon, and we'd really like to expand that to 1,085.
Taylor,
1,081 trains.
Taylor, we're speaking with Taylor, communications officer with BART. I'm going to ask you the hard question. Why do you think that people are committing suicide on your tracks and along with Caltrains experiencing the exact same thing? It just seems to be explosive in the last few months.
Well, as a spokesperson for a transit agency, I can't really speculate on the motivations or the reasons why there's been a spike in suicide. I'll leave that to the mental health experts but we are actively working with the Bay Area Suicide and Crisis Intervention Alliance, which is a group of folks from all three counties that we serve that are in the mental health field, and they have given us invaluable expertise in dealing with this issue. So we're very, very grateful for their help and happy to begin. Actually, we launched today as our first steps towards a more comprehensive suicide prevention program. We're putting up signage to the National Suicide Lifeline in our stations.
Taylor, your program had what you unveiled today had there was a component there whereby you were going to set up perhaps gates or something that might prevent people from getting on the tracks. I'm certain I don't have that accurate, but can you describe what it is that you have in mind along those lines that would keep people away from those tracks? It you know, obviously something like that might get in the way of the flow of people, but you know, you'd know better than I.
Well, we are looking into the possibility of that kind of a barrier where we have a physical barrier preventing people from falling onto the tracks or jumping onto the tracks. But retrofitting each one of our 44 stations, some of which are outside, some of which are underground, is an enormous technical challenge, not to mention an extremely expensive one. So we are looking into those possibilities, but we are at those very early stages of doing feasibility studies to see what exactly can be done and how it can be done. A lot of different transit agencies that are more contemporary have those systems in place. You can see them at San Francisco Airport. You can see it at the Oakland Connector, where you have physical barriers and sliding doors that prevent people from coming onto the tracks. But there's a lot of different options and mechanisms for preventing people from getting onto the tracks. So there's just a lot to look at, and it is, as I said, an enormous technical challenge to find out how we would go about doing that.
Okay, my other question was going to be about, you know, the crossovers. People are asking, why are there not more crossovers?
Well, there are quite a few crossovers. I don't have the exact number memorized, but we have several dozen throughout the system. And in fact, we just opened a new crossover. And for those of you who are listening who don't quite know what we're talking about here, a crossover is whenever we have a section of track that allows a train to exactly what it sounds like, go from one side to another so that you can take more trains out of service instead of going all the way to the end of the track. You That's can right. Turn them around to return towards the San Francisco, for example, where there's a higher ridership so that you don't have empty trains running out between, say, North Concord Martinez and Bay Point.
Well, I think the bottom line, Taylor, just to wrap things up here, and I do appreciate you coming on the air with us this evening to talk about BART, because it's a big problem, it's a big issue, and it's a big part of the Bay Area. I mean, it's basically going to be a very tough slog for the next 2 or 3 years. I like what, you know, some people are saying that the customers can do, you know, their own suggestions for surviving the crush, and they range anywhere from politeness to being patient. I mean, you know what it is. It's like when I drive to work every day, I know I don't like the fact that it's going to take me an hour to get to work, but I know that it is, and, you know, I've come to accept it. That comes from everything to just simple courtesy to removing your damn backpack.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing pains, and we're working on it, and our workers are constantly out doing maintenance repairs and trying to get those trains moving as quick as possible. The fleet of the future is on its way, and I mean, I ride the train every day to work from, you know, on our busiest line, the Pittsburgh line, from North Concord down
That's
to
right.
19th Street. And I mean, it does come down to common courtesy. You know, if you've got a backpack on, remove it. You know, your people are kind of blind to what their backpacks are doing behind.
Well, then they
them,
swing so. Them around and smack you alongside the mm-hmm. head. It's like, oh, no wonder people are pissed.
Yeah, just take your backpack off, put it between your legs if you're standing, and you know, just be generally courteous. If you've got a bike, don't board the train
and let the elderly sit down and the handicapped have the space, please. You know, if you see somebody on crutches, let them sit.
The common courtesy stuff. And, I mean, we are working really hard to make sure that people do have a place to put their bikes. I mean, we have 5 bike stations, 3 of which, downtown Berkeley, Fruitvale, and uptown Oakland, are manned, valet, and it's totally free. You can bike to the BART station, drop your bike off. They're open until 9 o'clock at night, and they'll valet your bike. They'll tag it totally free and keep it up there safe under lock and key. There's no public access to those bike racks, and we're looking to extend that program to other stations. So we're really working on within our capacity. We're working as hard as we can to make sure that there is enough room for our passengers on the trains.
Taylor Huckabee, thank you very much, and I know you guys are doing the best that you can, and I appreciate you talking to us this evening. Yep. And I wish you a great rest of the week. Okay.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, riders. Thank you, riders, for your patience.
Thanks, Taylor.
We're hanging in there. Okay. Let's take a break, and we'll continue in just a minute with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Hi, this is Carfax. You already say, show me the Carfax. But now you can say, show me millions of used cars for sale at the all-new Carfax.com, where now you can search with the power of Carfax. Want cars with no accidents reported? You got them. Used cars that are well-maintained? You can find those too. Even one-owner cars are just a click away. Plus, we're the only site where you get a free Carfax report with every car for sale. So, find the cars you want, avoid the ones you don't. Start your used car search at Carfax.com.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk 4 sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Attention! This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains 2 DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus 2 free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Radio Drex, it's the Drex Radio Show live and local on KGO 810. All right, coming up, the Late Night Late Show wrap-up will continue. And also, we'll be talking about Stephen Hawking. He has, well, he has a new song out. Believe it. Yes, that guy, the genius. He has teamed up with Monty Python to cover the Galaxy song from Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. And we'll also discuss this great article that he put out along with Bill Gates and why they're both terrified of artificial intelligence. I mean, this is really cool stuff. We don't know how to control the super intelligent machines. We'll talk about it. I went late, so I don't want to get into it right now, but after the news break. But it's incredibly telling. And I must tell you, by the time I read the end of the article, I was thinking to myself, well, yes, there is turning 50. And then I'm thinking to myself, that's not necessarily a bad thing after I read this article. I'm down with it. I don't know if I want to be around for this if this comes true. It's really freaky and scary about the future. I mean, we think about fun things like the driverless cars. Yeah, that's fun. But what about when the machines take over? And I can tell you just quickly, one obvious example is the autonomous killing machines. More than 50 nations are already working on them. Imagine that. And what happens when they become smarter than we are? And most of them are already. But what about when they become intuitive? Then there may be a lot of hell to pay. So that's all on the way. One of the things that I wanted to talk about technology-wise before we go to the break, this is kind of crazy. When you're walking down the street, you know, sitting in a waiting room or standing in an elevator, do you ever hear someone whistling anymore? No, you don't. I had to think about this for a second. So check this out. A new survey found 70% of people say they hear less whistling than they did 20 or 30 years ago. Matter of fact, the art of whistling is just about gone with the millennials. Most of them don't know how to do it. Ask them. And they're probably right about this. A cultural historian at Syracuse University in New York says whistling is simply just disappearing. And what are we blaming it on? What can you blame it on? Cell phones. Of course they do. And he does. Every change in modern society gets traced back to the cell phones, right? Well, since we've got our phones for unlimited distractions, we don't need to whistle to mindlessly occupy ourselves or to contact or to make message with anybody or to take message from someone anymore. Even short range, if you think about it, it's really bizarre, but it makes total sense. If you know somebody young, ask them if they can whistle. Probably not. It's a lost art. Plus, we're far more likely to walk around now listening to music on our phones, which again means we're not bothering to whistle. So now you know. And we'll get to Stephen Hawking's and the Galaxy song and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up after we check in with John Lobertini and the KGO Newsroom next on KGO 810.
If you have a mortgage, your lender may be charging you for mortgage insurance every month to protect them. Well, home values have been improving, and a higher value means Cash Call Mortgage can probably refinance your mortgage and eliminate those expensive mortgage insurance payments. Why keep paying for something that does nothing for you except cost you money? Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH. In minutes, we can tell you what your home's current value looks like and if we can eliminate your mortgage insurance. And when you refi with Cash Call, we can probably cut your interest rate too, with no closing costs. Because Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. So make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. 80% or less loan to value required to eliminate mortgage insurance. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
cash.
Tired of diets you've tried that have failed? Ready for long-term results? Jumpstart is a physician-designed, medically supervised weight loss program that uses real fresh foods, no prepackaged food. Jumpstart MD has an individual approach and is customized to your needs. You'll have tools and guidelines that make it simple and give you control. Supportive, empathetic health coaches that help you get sustainable results. Call Jumpstart MD to improve your lifestyle, your weight, and your health for good. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today or go to jumpstartmd.com.
Dad, how safe is your home? One out of three older California homes needs new smoke alarms. Be a weekend warrior by replacing your outdated alarms with a Kidde Worry-Free line. Each contains a sealed-in battery proven to last a decade. No more low battery chirps or battery replacement saves you time and money. Up to $40 in battery costs over the life of each alarm. Plus, Worry-Free alarms comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Don't wait. Buy Kidde Worry-Free alarms today at the Home Depot.
KGOA 10 knows you're busy and on the go, so we're making it even easier to listen live with a KGOA 10 app. Hear the latest news right on your mobile device.
The increase in suspicious filings came from a small handful of states this week.
Plus, get traffic, weather, sports, and financial updates. And get exclusive content on your Android or BlackBerry or iPhone.
Security experts say the recent Anthem hack is pointing to a gap in health privacy laws.
The KGOA